Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hey, guys. This is Lily. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。贝贝、我说段英语啊，你来翻译一下，可有意思了。
OK.
President, your ex-wife whom was divorced by you 3 years ago showed up at the airport holding a 4-year-old boy.
总裁啊，你三年前离婚的前妻现在在机场还带着个4岁的小男孩。这不是霸道总裁小说里面的经典抓马桥段吗？
Yeah, and this one. 6 years ago, she ran away with the ball.
6年前她带球跑路，真的太经典了啊，从哪儿找这东西啊？
Yeah. 哎呀，霸道总裁文嘛，他逃他追他插翅难飞啊。And don't sell this fiction short. 可别小看这些总裁文啊，不知道多少美国人民深夜为这些总裁文抓狂，他们被翻译出来之后可是在国外大火。
对啊，我看到这些机翻都要笑死了啊。不过量产的翻译虽然搞笑，哎，但确实没什么内涵啊。
Yeah, 那不如今天我们就一起来看看这些英文版的霸总文吧。
OK, can't wait.
今天的内容都为大家整理好了文字版笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
那讲到这些霸总文啊，首先肯定逃不开的是我们的主人公，就是一个霸道总裁还有他的小娇妻啦。
Yes, 那我觉得你刚刚 president 就翻译得很好啊，一般大家都会把 president 翻译成总统， but here president refers to the person in charge of a commercial organization,就是董事长总裁的意思。
对， CEO 啊，提到总裁呢， the word that comes to your mind is boss, 就是我每次说老板。 And we have a nice boss, 诶，早安的老板就很好。
I agree. 那霸道总裁啊，霸道的就是 bossy, B-O-S-S-Y。这个词啊，就是从 boss 引申出来的。毕竟大家印象里的老板通常都是很霸道、很专横的。
确实啊，所以霸道总裁呢，我们就说是 bossy president。
Well, 那讲完霸总啊，我们是不是该讲讲小娇妻了？
娇妻啊，我想想怎么翻译啊。Beautiful wife, like a cute wife.
漂亮的妻子，娇小的可爱的妻子。I think darling wife is better. 就有一本霸总小说的名字啊，就是帅气总裁的小娇妻。Handsome CEO's darling wife.
Well, that's interesting. Darling 通常的用法都是表示称呼啊， like my darling 啊，就是亲爱的。
Yes, but here it can be used to describe someone or something that they love or like very much.
它还可以当作形容词啊，表示心爱的。
对，所以 darling wife 心爱的妻子，哎，就是我们说的娇妻这个意思啊。真的很有霸道总裁那个宠溺感啊。
Yeah.
As if I can see the darling wife is spoiled by her husband.
Yeah, bossy president and his darling wife, a match made in the heaven.
诶，那要不你再试着翻一下这本书啊，叫做什么？试婚老公要给力。
I've heard that novel. It went straight into the web novel at number one, and it's translated as trial marriage husband need to work hard.
美国人民这看小说的品味还真的蛮特别的，喜欢这种试婚系列。那这个翻译就蛮直接的，叫做 trial marriage husband, 试婚老公，然后要给力就是 need to work hard.
It's true. 我强烈怀疑啊，这又是机翻的。
肯定是机翻的啊。
Yeah, but I can't really imagine that the novels I read in junior high school have caused such a craze overseas.
这就是我们来自东方的神秘力量了吧。
Maybe. 还有很多本霸总文书名的翻译啊， like 鬼帝狂妻， Ghost Emperor Wild Wife， 不良仙妻， The Bad New Wife。
这就有点太离谱了吧，有点像我们的中式英语了啊。Like good good steady day day up， 有这个感觉了啊。
Yeah.
And the dramatic plot you mentioned at the beginning, like 6 years ago she ran away with the ball.
Yeah, 带球跑路啊， ran away with the ball. 我看到的时候也是要笑死了。 I was likeBall? A basketball or something?
带球跑路啊。Actually, ball here means the baby, right? She ran away with the baby.
Yes, 那还有一个超经典超搞笑的。 女人你在玩火你猜猜怎么翻译
首先这句话讲出来我就觉得有点狗血了啊 Okay, let me think. Girl, you're playing with fire?
也算对吧如果直接字面翻译好像确实是这样、但是呢我觉得有个中国网友翻译的特别好、Bitch, you're dancing on the knife.
Well, that's really good. 有点形象啊 Bitch, you're dancing on the knife.
Yeah, it was translated by a Chinese netizen. He left his comment and got over 1,000 likes.
He definitely deserves it. 因为 bitch 这个单词、我们都知道是什么意思啊 Like, 骂人的时候 bitch. 但是呢这句话听起来你把它翻译成女人的话 sounds like a little bit bossy.
Yeah, andDancing on the knife. Dance 就是跳舞嘛就很有那种肆意的感觉啊更别说是在刀上跳舞了完完全全就是在挑战霸总在玩火啊。
Yeah, 那这个确实算是翻译的还可以的吧但我不太喜欢这个 bitch, 对不对、
okay.
不过呢大部分的翻译还是不太好啊比如说这个一点一点被他吃掉怎么翻译的
Little by little, she was eaten by this beastly man on her body.
哇、wow, 我怎么听起来有点毛骨悚然的像那种凶案现场一样。
对然后还有什么打折了你的腿啊被翻成了 discount your leg.
打折打折 Chinese culture is extensive and profound. 中国文化博大精深啊多音字嘛确实是 AI 翻译和老外们的知识盲区了。
但是在断更和这个瞎翻译面前啊 The American readers choose the later one.
呀如果是我啊我也愿意选择先看也不愿意一直等。那我们来看看外国网友是怎么花式催更的。
Translate the next one, chop chop.
chop, chop chop, C-H-O-P 啊。那 chop 这个单词本来是表示这个用刀砍切 but chop chop here means hurry, 就是我们说的快点快点。
Yeah, chop chop, update the new chapter.
毕竟啊到了剧情关键的时候没人喜欢就是被一直吊着胃口对吧
I totally agree, 我就深有感触啊。OK, 那今天我们分享了一些英文版的霸总文翻译啊。So, which is the most impressive and intriguing translation?
我印象比较深刻的还是这个 Bitch, you're dancing on the knife. Anyway, this sentence will be hardwired into my head.
OK, it's just for fun. 重要的啊、我们还是得学到一些有用的、有趣的知识点嘛。
Yes, OK, so that's all we have for today.最后再提醒大家一下今天的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
Thank you so much for listening This is Lily
And this is Blair See you next time
Bye
This podcast is from Morning English
学口语就来早安英文